Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And oops, it's Wednesday. That means Charlie Hurt arrives. He's the writer of the Washington Times Nuclear Option column. Today's entitled, Butt Out of Nebraska GOP Primary Contest, Mitch. Wow, how about you? You got a bone to pick with Mitch McConnell, huh?
Yeah, you know, actually I do, Andy. I have to say, I say this as a guy, I've not been one of these people who, hates Mitch McConnell, and, you know, I know the Tea Party has their problems with him, and a lot of conservatives want to give him a hard time. I would argue that he has been a very good Republican leader in the Senate. He's got a tough task, obviously. But remember back with campaign finance reform, which I think is an abomination. And if anybody thinks that campaign finance reform works, we'll just look around. Does anybody feel like this is reformed right now?
Yeah.
But he took a principled stand against it. It was a lonely stand against it. And there are a lot of other cases like that where he's been a very principled conservative. And moreover, I think he's a very effective leader. And I think that this effort among some of the Tea Party people to take him out in the Kentucky primary, I think is very unwise. I think it hurts conservatives. I think it hurts Republicans. So I've been very much, a supporter of his. But for some reason, he has decided to get involved in the Nebraska primary, where you have a very good, solid conservative, Ben Sasse, who knows more about Obamacare than just about any Republican, certainly that I've ever talked to. He's read the bill, and he is devoted to dismantling it. And not only is Mitch McConnell gotten involved in this race, but he has actually gotten involved to kind of muck it up for Ben Sasse. He's got some problem with Ben Sasse, who's been endorsed by people like Jim DeMint and Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin. Obviously, that's Mitch McConnell has a history of rubbing the wrong way with a lot of those people. But why he would waste his time getting involved in this? And the latest is out of there's a PAC that was formed to support Mitch McConnell. Has weighed in, and they actually launched a video ad using Ben's daughters in it to attack Ben, and it's got to be one of the most disgusting ads I've ever seen in modern politics. But this is the PAC that was formed formed to advance Mitch McConnell's interests, and is run by former staffers of Mitch McConnell, and I just. It really raises serious questions about why is Mitch McConnell involved in it?
Yeah, it is weird. And I was looking at the profile of both candidates, and the other is Shane Osborne, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's 39 years old. He was the state treasurer in Nebraska, if I understand correctly. Sasse is, I forget how old he is, but not much older, if he is older, 72.
He's like 41, 42.
Yeah, something like that. And the fact is, you mentioned they were using his kids, in an ad. That's kind of creepy. And the fact that McConnell would get on board with this, there is more to this story. Don't you agree?
Yeah, there is, and I don't, obviously the Mitch McConnell's team vociferously denies that they're involved in this, but donors around town, lobbyists have gotten the message, a very clear message from Mitch McConnell that Sasse is to be taken out. It's all very strange, but the thing that really is bizarre to me is that, forever. Republicans, the establishment Republicans are attacking the Tea Party for picking bad primary, primary candidates who turn out they're not ready for primetime. Well, my goodness, talk about not ready for primetime. Shane Osborne, who's run a relentlessly, completely 100% negative, nasty, dishonest campaign, and I've witnessed every single, twist and turn of it. This is a guy who got busted forging a Navy document with some buddies over at the Pentagon that summarized classified information that they turned around and handed to reporters. It's insane, not to mention some of the other really nasty things he's done and nasty things he's said. But this is the establishment candidate? So now the tables are turned, where you have establishment Republicans picking a terrible, terrible candidate who runs a nasty, disgusting campaign, and so you're just left kind of pulling your hair out, thinking, my goodness, I thought you people, you know, were supposed to be the responsible people who know how to pick candidates. You're terrible at your job.
Yeah. You know, it occurs to me that McConnell really ought to be looking closely at the race he's involved in Kentucky, because honestly, here's a guy who could lose it all if he's not careful, because I talked with David Keene yesterday, and we were talking about Mitch McConnell in particular, among others, but he said, you know, you got to be careful, you know, in that race, because if you elect the opponent of McConnell, chances are Grimes is going to take him out.
Absolutely. You know, and again, I do not, you know, I think Bevin is a flawed candidate in a lot of ways, and I think that I've always thought that Mitch McConnell has been a very good leader and is a very smart tactician in the Senate, and I think is a conservative. But he does have his hands full with a primary right now, where there are a lot of people who are supporting this guy, Matt Bevin. And then when he gets done with that, he has a real challenge for the general, and he needs to worry with that. Why he would be spending time, money, and energy and resources diverting it away from people like Tom Cotton in Arkansas to some race in Nebraska where you have the best, most conservative, most electable candidate about to win, and he wants to mess that up. So either some, you know, unqualified, you know, guy gets the nomination, or that, you know, there's another candidate in that race who has been a big supporter of Democrats and had actually gave to Ben Nelson after Ben Nelson was the deciding vote to pass Obamacare. Why Mitch McConnell would be involved in that? It raises serious questions about how smart of a tactician he really is.
Yeah. But out of Nebraska GOP primary contest, Mitch, that's the word from Charlie Hurt in today's Washington Times. Make sure you read it, folks. Charlie, before I let you go, I'm assuming by now you've had a little less than 24 hours to read the 840-page National Climate Assessment Report. Any comment?
Well, it's climate. I think you had that wrong. It's climate disruption.
Oh, that's right.
It was global warming, and then we had all that snow, and so we changed to climate change, and now we have problems with that. So it's kind of like how liberals, they keep running out of words to use, because they keep ruining every word they use, and because you're not allowed to say Democrat, then you're not allowed to say liberal. Now it's progressive.
Yeah.
And how long will it be before you're not allowed to say progressive? Because that will become a pejorative term that people associate all of their crazy policies with progressive.
Yeah, I know. Great stuff. All right, Charlie, good to talk to you. We'll do it next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
Charlie Hurt, it is 12:52 at 12:60 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.